Ambridge will never be the same again. That is the claim from the editor of The Archers about the Radio 4's 60th anniversary edition over the new year. As if you didn't know. Well, we don't know how or why it's never going to be the same again. All the BBC has said about it is that what happens in that programme will shake Ambridge to the core. Well, that's not perhaps what you get from your average Archers cliffhanger.
It's like part of me wants to have Christmas here with you and Dad and Abby, but part of me wants to be in Joburg with Kate.
Oh, it's hard, I know.
Yes, because I don't know which is right.
Oh, no, love, it's not about right or wrong. You mustn't worry about it. We all feel like that sometimes. Mixed up. Confused.
Yes. I feel like I want to be in two different places at once. And that's just not possible. Is it?
There you go, an Archers cliffhanger. Well, we're joined by two Archers fans, the comedian, actress and author Janie Godley and the broadcaster Hardeep Singh Kohli. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
We've got so little information about what is going to happen on January the 2nd. But what are you hoping for, Janie Godley? Something big, something small?
Well, I think it should be something amazingly big. And because, you know, this is oral and not visual, we can't have like a train or a plane crash or something like that. I think it should be the Grundies, who are the stock yokels, you know, the working class comedy relief. I want them to actually be highly trained KGB sleeper cell spies. And then get this, the FBI and the MI5 take them out in front of the whole village and they start speaking fluent Russian. And then Kenton, who's had a wind farm set up in Hayden Borough, but the Grundies have sent a radio wave and it makes all the birds go mad. And then because you could hear that, and it's a big Hitchcock and ar, 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 and the whole village's eyes are taken out just when they're about to do the panto and there is no archers left and it ends with just Fallon standing with a falcon on her arm.
I wonder why they haven't chosen you as a scriptwriter.
Yeah, me too. I'm gutted.
Hardeep Singh Kohli.
I think it's going to be worse than that. I think they may actually go as far as to remove all the balsamic vinegar from the shops in the general area, thereby bringing Ambridge to a standstill. Because we know the only way Great Britain will truly revolt is if they take the Archers off the air or remove the balsamic vinegar from supermarkets.
It's just not really in keeping, is it, this whole shaking Ambridge to the core? I mean, there's even an internet sort of speculation, and it's been dubbed S-A-T-T-C, shaking Ambridge to the core, with people wondering what's going to happen. It doesn't feel quite right, does it, that there might be something big?
Well, there's a fascinating duality about the Archers. One, this kind of shock tactic is out of keeping. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel the way... certainly, you know, Radio 4 operates, or indeed Ambridge operates. But then when you look back, it isn't as if the Archers hasn't had, you know, up until very recently, massively controversial storylines. You know, we've got, you know, openly gay characters. You know, we have a brown character, which, you know, I know, it's amazing. You know, there's been, you know, been various love triangles. I mean, I was looking back, even as far as back as 1974, Neil was done for possessing a joint at a party.
So, no.
I mean, it's quite edgy, you know, and it certainly is as edgy, I think, as the television sitcoms and soaps, but it just doesn't seem to get the credit for it.
No, I agree. I think The Archers is really in keeping with what happens in the nation. I remember the Ed and Will and Emma love triangle. That had me gripped. I couldn't wait to get up to find out what was going to happen. Would there be a big standoff and a duel in a field? But I love the fact that it's warm and cosy and it's like a beautiful Agasaga hot blanket that keeps me warm. I don't want Ambridge to go crazy. I don't want anything to happen to the manor court or the village hall or the bull. I need it to be normal because my life is already insane and I live in the city centre of Glasgow. Leave those people alone.
Do you think that's why people do like it, Hardeep Singh Kohli? That it's so unchanging?
Well, I think what's really interesting is the two people you've got on this morning to talk about the Archers with such passion. You know, one, as Janie says, you know, she's a working class woman from the city centre of Glasgow, and the other's, you know, the child of an immigrant who grew up in the north of Glasgow. Two people perhaps you wouldn't normally imagine to be target listeners for the Archers. For me, the beauty of the Archers is dipping in and out of it for 20 years is that It is my touchstone, bizarrely my touchstone with reality. I don't want things. I don't want them to find an Al-Qaeda terrorist cell in Borchester. I don't want that to happen because that isn't, you know, that kind of... It's quite similar comparisons can be made to Bollywood movies, bizarrely enough. There is something constant about The Archers that...
Predictability.
Well, predictability, but also comfort. Yeah. There's a great deal of comfort. And also, what frustrates me slightly about this current move is, unlike EastEnders and Coronation Street, there's no pressure on the editors of The Archers because they're peerless. They have no competition. You don't turn over to anything else. If you're not listening to The Archers, you know, you're not listening.
Well, I'm sure you'll both be tuned in on the 2nd of January. Hardeep Singh Kohli, Janie Godley, thank you.
Rob's a comforting-looking figure.
You think so, really?